Van latest release, Metamorphosis Melody, is coming out in the next few weeks, in Europe and North America. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
The concept, or you mean the ideas behind it? Yeah. It was actually the way that we just made the song first. We just made them together. And then I wrote the lyrics for the song, also for each song. And then afterwards, I saw that it had a huge connection together. So it wasn't like that I came up with some concept before we wrote the song, but it was the other way around, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So then we saw that it had a huge connection to each other, and that was that this common sense of development, change, transformation in some way. So each song was about that. So that is kind of the red line through all of the songs then. And also because of this, it led to the title, The Metamorphosis Melody, which the song is about, and also the cover, what you see. And then when we had made all the songs and the lyrics were written, and I began to think about what is this CD about, what is the deeper meaning behind it, and we saw this red line between the songs, I saw and analyzed that, okay, we have gone through a big change, and we want to inspire the people also with these songs to change in a certain way, personally, globally, but each listener has to decide in which concrete way then. It's up to the listener.
And in terms of, you know, comparing it to the previous releases, how do you see this album being, you know, an evolution from the past of the band?
It's a huge development, I think. All of the band members think that this album is the best one ever that we've ever made. So not a single tone was left to the coincidence. We have just worked so hard with this one. We wanted to give the best we had. Through these years, we have developed musically, but also the band structure has changed. As you know, perhaps one of our guitarists, members left the band, Chris, after Nulli, so we had to search for another band member. And then Alex came in, we found Alex, and that was a great change for the band because he influenced a lot. And the funny thing was that his ideas sounded totally like Midnight Soul, you know, as if he would be a big part of the band from the start. And together, then, we played in such a new way together. So I think there's much more harmony between the instruments and the vocals. I think we have a better atmosphere in the band. And, yeah, I think the songs sound much more mature than the other ones. So great melodies, even more better than before, great guitar solos, new rhythms, for example, like 5/4 rhythm that we didn't have before. The key plays a bigger role than before, and many people say that the vocals have changed as well, and I agree. So yeah, I think this is our best album till now.
And do you agree that the band is kind of also moving a little bit? I mean, there's less folk elements than in the previous albums. What is your opinion on that? Well, I mean, to us, they seem to be less folk elements.
that there's more folk elements on this one?
Oh, less.
You mean that?
Yeah.
Less folk elements. Yeah. I think especially compared to the first one, there's less folk elements. So, you know, many people have an opinion about it, so I guess people have to make their own opinion about it. But I think that there's less, like you say, especially compared to the first one. So, but we have one song where there, where you see a lot of folk elements, and that is in the ballad "Goodbye." I don't know if you have heard
it.
Yeah. So this is a pure folk song. So we still have the folk elements, and one journalist also told me once that the folk element is to be seen in a lot to be seen in the vocals. So that is some folky melodies, and I think that we have kept that as well. So we haven't lost it completely, but there's. Like you say, I think we have really less folk elements on this one.
And what are your expectations for this release? You know, I mean, it's been 3 years since the last one. With each album, you kind of been growing in sound and evolving. What are your expectations for this album?
Oh, we're so excited. We're walking around with butterflies in our stomachs. You know, we have all the time the thoughts in inside of her head, you know, mm-hmm. that what will the fans' reaction be, you know? And we're also excited about the press reaction because we've just given everything and the best we could and worked so hard, you know. Spare time, what is that? Because we work beside playing in Midnatsol as well. So we have very high expectations. We really, really, really hope that fans like the new album and, yeah, that they are satisfied with it. We really hope that. Mm-hmm. We also have big expectations on our first tour, first more than 3 days tour in April together with Liz Ice. So it's kind of special because it's with family and friends. So we have high expectations on that one too and hope that many people come and share these moments with us when we are promoting the new song.
In terms of how the band got started, almost 10 years ago, what prompted you to take this folky direction?
Why we did that, you mean?
Yeah.
What was the reason for that?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to say, you know. It was more like that we started to play together. You know, all the band members started to play together and the songs were the result and the direction, the special direction was the result of it. We didn't plan like, okay, so let's have folk metal music with a lot of melodies and heavy elements. It wasn't like this. It wasn't planned in that concrete way, you know. So we just played together. And the songs came out, and that's what we do today. We don't plan it in this specific direction. It just has to come from our heart, and we have also this rule, you know, if one of the band members doesn't like the song, we throw it away. It can be annoying sometimes because, you know, perhaps one other member likes it. But we really want to identify with the music and that it comes from us and what we, all of the band members, really want to identify with. So if that means that the song is a bit different or if it's not totally like we've done before, then it's okay, you know. We don't set these big limits for ourselves. We just play together and see what comes.
How is the songwriting process now compared to the beginning when we're pretty sure that, you know, all the band members had more issues with each other or were less used to each other?
You know, the songwriting process has normally been like that not one guy is deciding what the song will be like or what we're going to play. It has always been like each part. Each band member has given their special part to the song, so we have always, all of us have been involved in the songwriting process. And I think it's also very interesting to see that that the song grows more and more and gets better and better after each part, because it's very interesting when you see when they influence it in a special way, because we have quite different musical background and different kind of influences. So it has been this the whole time, and it also varies who comes with the idea. But on this album, I moved to Norway, back to Norway, after the release of New Leaf. Then, of course, the songwriting process changed a bit because we couldn't see each other that often, you know. So what happened was that the German guys, the rest of the band, met in the rehearsal room and wrote songs, and I found up melodies at home here in Norway, and we exchanged these ideas, if you know what I mean. So because of digital media and we couldn't be without it. So we sent ideas back and forth over the borders. And I also came often to Germany then. You know, my sister lives there, and I also want to come to rehearsal regularly. So that when I came to Germany, we played together and made the songs in detail then when I was there. But it was a bit different this time, and of course it takes a bit more time to make songs when we can't see each other that often.
Oh yeah.
So they almost lived in the rehearsal room at the end of the songwriting process, because we had a huge time pressure on ourselves because of the fact that we had to search for a new member of the band, and then everything has to go a bit more faster than we wanted to, and so it was they lived in the rehearsal room. When they wanted to celebrate, they celebrated there. So we have some huge Jack Daniels bottles in the rehearsal room that reminds us about this time living there. And yes, of course, and they communicated with me, you know, many mails per day and sending files back and forth. So they wrote the main structure in the songs, in most of the songs, they wrote together in the rehearsal room, and then I made my melodies upon it and the lyrics afterwards. But I also had some ideas that I sent down to them, and which we worked on together in the rehearsal room.
That you guys were completely glad that you didn't have to do that anymore once the album was done.
Oh, I can't describe this relieved feeling afterwards when we were finished. Yeah, we had this huge time pressure on us, but we did what we could. It was the best, but that's why it was so time pressure, because we had these high expectations also on ourselves. And it was like, I remember that before, it was one song in studio that I hadn't practiced that much on that song, because I wasn't quite sure in which way to sing it. You know, I knew the melody, but I didn't know how exactly I was going to sing it. Imagine you come to record a record that has never happened to me before. And I stood there and I thought, okay, what's coming out now? Perhaps it will be great, or it will suck, you know.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. I just sang what I thought. And our producer, Marcus, he was just fully satisfied. But it was actually the first, the first try, but it could also go totally wrong. So afterwards, we were so satisfied, so relieved, and so happy. And it was like we couldn't almost believe what we heard afterwards, because it was such a pressure on us, and we hadn't time to be happy about it, to celebrate in that way. And then afterwards, we were just, oh, we did it, you know? So... Well, many times that we wanted to, just give up, because we thought, okay, perhaps we just can't make it in time. But then we remembered ourselves, but okay, we have these great songs, we have to do it. And then, so more than happy.
So it was quite a ordeal then. And in terms of, you know, I mean, you the band's released 3 albums now, so you guys are kind of establishing yourselves now. You are also you're establishing a name as yourself. Was there any time the concern that, you know, you were always going to be referred to as Liv's sister?
We are used to it. We are very used to it, you know, to now. In the beginning, it was like, you know, in every interview, I was compared to my sister, or I got a question about her and me, or compared to both bands, and really in each single interview. And, you know, I was 18, and I was a bit naive, and I took everything personally, you know. It was very sad. And the band also was a bit, you know, a bit annoyed that we, because they knew that we are making all the songs on ourselves, you know, with no impact from Liv's eyes or my family. You know, we are two separate bands, two separate voices, and so on. But after a while, we just thought, why do we care, you know? No problem. And it doesn't bother us anymore. And I don't think that anyone in the band thought about it on this album, you know? And the questions are also, and comparisons are really getting less, really. I think people understand that we are two separate bands, actually.
Yeah.
And that we make our own thing. And now, you know, I'm happy when it comes, now I see it in a totally new way. Now, I think it's great that when I have the possibility to talk about her, because now when I don't live there, it's like, you know, oh, I get to think about her, and it makes me feel good because I miss her a lot, and it's very, it makes me very happy to think about our relationship and stuff like this. So it's good, and also I think it's good that Midnatsol, you know, because of her, more people get to know Midnatsol. She's doing, you know, if she wants or not, she's in the promotion for us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So why should we think negative about it? So we think in a totally new way now, and we are not afraid to be compared anymore. But in the beginning, it was a bit different.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty sure about that. And, you know, I mean, in terms of your release, basically is your album and Liv's Eyes album, because at the same time, is there, like, any weird marketing ploy there, or it was just coincidence?
Yeah, it was a really big coincidence, and people would perhaps be shocked if they knew how less we talked about music. You know, often my mother say, oh, have you seen the new video of Liv? And I said, what? Video? You know, 6 months later? So, you know, yeah, but I'm interested, but the thing is that, you know, when we meet, when we finally meet, we talk about other stuff than music. We talk about family things and, yeah, memories and childhood and stuff like this. So we actually don't talk about music a lot, and so it was quite a big surprise for me that they would also bring their album in this time, and also for the other band members, it was a surprise. So it was a big coincidence, actually. But that it on that the fact that it comes out on the same day, that's not coincidence, of course. You know, that's not up to us to decide. That's you know, the Napalm that decides, and we have been our album has been finished for quite a while now, but we haven't, you know, the last finish of the artwork and stuff wasn't finished.
Oh, okay.
But the music itself has been ready for a while. Mm. So it was, you know, we kind of hope that everything will get sorted and so that we could release it, and then suddenly, oh, these guys as well. Cool. And then of course then it also matched the timing with the tour, which was extremely cool for all of us. So that's finally a dream comes true, I would say.
And, you know, I mean, well, in terms of, you know, the album is done, now it's halfway there. It's still the promotion needed. So you guys have the tour, and are there any other plans or any things in the works that you guys are going to be doing to promote it?
You know, it will be a special thing on because we have a limited edition, mm-hmm. and for the first time in Minnesota's history, we have a live DVD. So, and this is a part of the limited edition. So this is quite a special thing for the fans, and we hope they like it. We have worked hard on it, especially our drummer has organized a lot of things with this DVD, and we hope the fans like it. And it's kind of special because, you know, it's the concert where Alex, the new guitarist, where he becomes an official member of the band. So it's kind of cool because I'm screaming to the audience, do you want this guy as our new band member or something? Like, yeah! And then afterwards, as you perhaps can see on the fully surprising picture of us, you know, with these weird faces, that we got an award, Best Hope. So we hadn't planned these two things. Okay, we didn't know that we would get an award, of course. And also with the thing with Alex was also not directly planned. So I think it was a great thing that it was, especially on this concert, what we filmed. And I think it's a huge event, an unforgettable event that the fans can relive now with this DVD. And otherwise, except the tour, we will also play on some festivals. We will play in Belgium two times on the Zurbay Rock Festival and again on the Female Voice Festival. And for the first time, we're going to Hungary on the Metal Fest. So oh. That's kind of special. But we really want to go to the USA as well. We have never been there, so that would be a huge dream for us to come over. So
hopefully the album does well here.
Yeah. You know, we haven't any concrete plans about it. Haven't heard about anything yet, but that would be a great plan. And also one other thing is that we have a new guitarist now. We hope that we have a new guitarist, Matthias, because I don't know if you know it, but Daniel Roste, our second guitarist, he left the band as well a while after we have finished the album.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to have a new guitarist, we have to search for one, and now process has ended, and we have an amazing guy, Matthias, that we is learning the song so fastly and such a great personality. So I hope that he will really get a member of the band. But we are really optimistic when it comes to that.
That's good. So
but he will come with us on tour. So we will see there if he. They will, what do you see? Not overlive, what survive.
Yeah.
Let's see if he will survive with us crazy heads.
Okay, yeah. Is there anything that you want to say to the audiences in North America that are going to be listening to this interview?
We want to thank for the support, the amazing support. We couldn't be where we are today if it wasn't because of the fans. So we really, really appreciate the support. We hope that they like the new album. That would be just amazing. That's what we're hoping for most at the moment. So thanks for the support and hope you like the new album.